Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
You notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Middays on the Score.
We are leaning in
full meatball
to a gift from the sports radio content gods. Who is that? I'm trying to picture if we did have sort of a manifestation or an avatar, like a Hindu god or an Egyptian god of sports.
Gas Money Bob.
It would look like Gas Money Bob. Is that what it is? Like we just have sitting on some magical throne providing ridiculously arbitrary sports content.
But it's kind of like it's like a Monty Python cutout cartoon, though.
Yes.
It's not an actual person. It's just
it's
like
a Terry
this,
Gilliam kind of thing.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the Bears list is out all the way from Mr. 100 Patrick Manley to number one Walter Payton. And are you? We've been going full meatball, and we want all of your what? Why?
Why did the pirate like this list? Oh. It was arbitrary. I gotta stop drinking. I don't know.
Why just, are you?
I don't know.
I hate so much about the way you choose to be.
I can't help it.
No. Lord, that's terrible. Now, are you so for those of you, let's pull the curtain back just a little bit. For those of you who wonder what goes on during the commercial breaks of the show, Dan has a lot of commercial reads, a lot of people to take care of, a lot of things to do. Today, though, there's a lot more clickety clack on the keyboard as we go through our day. Are you writing your column during the show about the Bears list?
Well, here's the thing. I normally wouldn't.
Just say yes.
Well, I normally wouldn't, but I have to. I'm speaking at a class at Northwestern this afternoon.
I don't mind one way or the other.
And I want to take care of Cody and Keith and the people who, like I say, rely.
You got to take care of the people.
The content needs to go places.
The show must go on.
The beasts must be fed.
Absolutely true.
And you've got to take care of these things. We're going to be doing a leftovers immediately after the show. And I'm thinking, would I rather wait and then have everybody have all their thoughts and then get home from my speaking engagement and then sit down and write and redo it, or kind of drop it like it's hot and get it out of my head.
What do you have so far?
I'm just looking at my
topic sentences.
My overrated and underrated.
Okay.
I just said that Walter Payton as the greatest Bear feels right for somebody my age.
Of course it
who
does.
Imprinted on the team in the mid-70s. And I think it's, Butkus second. It's for the people like when Mike called in for the Northwest side. He's perfect.
No doubt.
For people of that generation, and then having Nagurski and Luckman there will make dead people happy.
Yeah.
And we want undead.
Very
if,
happy.
If there are dead and zombie Bears fans, brains, walking around, they'll love that.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a generation of Bears in between you and me, right? Well, an NFL generation of players.
Yes.
In between you and I in our high school rooting days, that run, high school into college. And though you say that Walter Payton feels right for people of your age, I'll tell you, hands down, Walter Payton feels right for my age. Like I don't think there's any difference between your age group and mine.
Yeah, but you
probably
here's
even the next generation down. I don't know.
There is a difference. You didn't literally have a Walter Payton poster on the wall of your bedroom.
I did actually, because as it happens, my dad put it up there. It's not like I chose it to be there, but
okay,
it was there. I mean, the '85 Super Bowl was on VHS. It was watched. Like, it was a thing. It was watched. And as it happens, and I know it's not the same. I don't mean to equate it because you watched it live and it's different.
But you didn't get to watch it because you don't remember. This is a small college guy. This was not ballyhooed USC running back.
He was a top five pick.
He was a top five pick, but there was still some risk involved. And this was still a small college guy that people did not watch in college. It's different when it's Billy Sims. It's different when it's Charles White. It's different when it's O.J. Simpson. That to understand as he was getting good, that moment when you realize this guy may be better than just good. He may be special. And I've told the story before. I've told the story that, you know, my dad was in the same high school class with Gale Sayers.
Correct. Right.
And they're standing next to each other in the letter sweater picture of Omaha Central High School in the 1961 yearbook, because my dad was state runner up in tennis. Mm-hmm. And so he got, you know, some stuff. There's next to Gale. And when, so he watched Gale for all his high school, all through college, as disappointed as they were that he didn't go to Nebraska. And when we were at the Chiefs game in 77, when Peyton had that run, and I've told the story before, we had season tickets, and my dad literally picked me up in the air. I was eight, and he held me up in the air because everybody stood up when Peyton broke away. Everybody stood up, and he knew I wouldn't be able to see, so he held me up and sort of leaning. And I remember being held aloft with a perfect view from the 40-yard line, watching that run, and he set me down and he said, "You know, I always talk about Sayers. I always talk about Gale Sayers. And I said, "Yep." He goes, "That's what it looked like. But Gale never had a run quite like that." And I, whoa. Like, to me, for me as an 8-year-old, to hear the validation of not only is that what Gale Sayers looked like, but he never did it quite, because Gale didn't break the tackles like that.
Right.
You know, he ran around guys and jump cut and powered through, you know, past guys. But that, with the balance and the tackle breaking on that run, for me to be like, "Ooh, this really is a thing." And then it became a national thing. And then there was that Nobody Does It Better video that came out to the Carly Simon song.
Sure.
And that was a huge deal because there weren't a lot of mainstream sports videos that were out. So when one of the local sports casts would play that, or the NFL Today, and, you know, Musburger and Jimmy the Greek would play something like that, it became a thing. And to be there as a fan as that happened is something in your life. It is meaningful to you forever.
Did you grow up, or did you have, I guess it would have been after all that stuff, did you grow up with the VHS Pure Peyton?
VHS Pure Peyton.
There's a, if you guys, listeners, if you remember or had it or whatever, let me know.
No, that's just all the highlights,
there's
right?
VHS of Pure Peyton. And as much as the 85 Super Bowl got thrown into the VHS machine when I was a kid and watched over, Pure Peyton ran, I would say Pure Peyton ran every Sunday during the summer, probably for 7 or 8 years, something like that. That's how, I mean, it was before YouTube, you know, had come up. It wasn't that part of the generation. But as you mentioned, because really my years were almost as bad, if not worse, for Bears teams than yours, because of, you know, when things came up, you searched for Peyton. You got told all this stuff.
Right.
And then it was, if you don't believe me, here's the Pure Peyton tape. If you don't believe me, eventually, you know, we started looking stuff up and finding, you know, video on the internet and everything like that. So Peyton was, it's obviously watching it live has to have been better. Like, experiencing it while he was doing it, obviously better.
Because their offense sucked.
But like, learning,
they couldn't score.
Learning about a legend while he's already a legend had some sort of weird, like, mythical quality to it,
sure,
almost. It was
it.
Larger than life in a lot of different ways. Walter Peyton on this list feels right, I think, as number one for just about every generation of Bears.
Connor, if you want another VHS of Pure Peyton, you can find it on Amazon. Somebody is trying to sell it for
$32. $32?
At least make it $34.
Does anybody? Yeah,
well, that's true.
Right?
I'd pay
the
$34. Does anyone even have a VHS machine anymore?
I'm sure we got one in the edit studio.
Somewhere in these studios, I guarantee
it's
you.
It's literally within the last year that they got rid of the 13-inch TV that had a VHS built in.
I had that TV. That was the TV I took to college. I won it at prom. I took it to college.
You won it?
I won it. Yeah,
that was
like
the prom king gift?
No, I was not prom king. One of the families.
Get out of the prom.
It would have been a bad prom.
I didn't go to prom. I went to a Sox game.
It's good call.
Yep.
They win?
Probably not.
I don't know. You wouldn't have won at prom either. Neither did I. No, some family owned like the local electronics store.
Oh,
so they brought like some gifts and like raffled them off for kids as they went to college. And some kid who didn't even go to our school won like 6 different things.
And didn't go to college.
No, didn't go to college. Alan, I think was his name. So,
This segment's brought to you by Goodwill. Every time you shop at Goodwill, you wield the power to put people to work. Every purchase enables Goodwill to help someone develop a resume, learn interview skills, or get a job. You shop, they train, people work. Visit AmazingGoodwill.com for a Goodwill store near you.
The texters are remembering Pure Peyton. I don't know what age you guys were. I don't know what year you started watching Pure Peyton, but this guy from the 773 gets me. Between Pure Peyton and Come Fly With Me, that was porn.
Is that Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a few of those. There was the Michael Jordan's Playground. That was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that one. But yeah, like the replaying the Super Bowl, God knows how many times. I can't even count the amount of times there was like some Datsun ad in that damn
Datsun. We are driven.
Yeah, there were a lot of those. And you know, even though Walter fumbled on the first carry,
yeah,
the Patriots had the dumb kicker that wasn't wearing a shoe.
Tony Franklin.
I still think that not wearing a shoe is dumb.
Why?
No, it's dumb.
Why? He felt constrained. He needed to be free.
My artistry is restricted yes. by this shoe.
Mark is in Richmond, and he's on the score. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Walter Payton deserved to be number one, and it wasn't just the Kansas City run that made him. When he ran, he didn't even have a line. Until really Dick came around in that 83 draft when that line really started to come together. He was a pure, hard-nosed runner that never died hard.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
Mark?
Go Bears!
This day was made for you. Yeah.
He emerged like a cicada today. He just crawled to the surface.
What is that noise?
If one of these callers doesn't say Peyton is the greatest and then asks you about like the 75 blue demons or something, like all of Les's callers are waking up for this.
This is fantastic.
But he's right about the line. Reavy's story was pretty good.
Yeah.
Dan Neal, it was the center. Noah Jackson was on some of those lines.
But this was the 83 line?
The 70s.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about those guys. Yeah, not good. Dennis Lick.
Not great, Bob.
One of the tackles. They're all right. Chip and Burbank, you're on WSCR.
Good morning, guys. You know, Danny, I've watched Peyton's career because I'm 70. And the Bears' offense used to be described as Peyton left, Peyton right, Peyton up the middle. They don't get a first down, kick the damn ball away. He was all the offense. And not only that, if you remember Peyton, when they tackled him, he reached out the ball to pick up an extra yard on every play, and he made certain that the guy tackling him was going to get smacked because he lowered that shoulder and crushed him before they brought him down. And the best baseball player of all time, Babe Ruth. Thank you very much.
Get out of here, Chip.
Knock him out of the park, Chip. Well done. Texters are right. It is not a VHS machine. It's a VCR. And I didn't remember that because that technology is ancient. Call it a VCR.
Yeah.
And I still don't know anyone who has
video cassette recorder. I think there may be one in our storage room because we
a VCR.
Because we had it to show old videos to my daughter when she was very young. We had like the Wiggles.
Was it down in the room with the deep freeze?
It might have been.
I didn't see one when we were down there. Although
you'd have to dig around.
I will be having some of those Omaha Steaks meatballs a little bit later this afternoon.
Perfect timing. Because
today's the day.
It's a Bears Monday.
Today's the day. Eat the meatballs.
It's a Thursday. It's a Bears Monday when everybody wins. Except I think we got to get all the active players off this list. I mean, Khalil Mack had one season. You can't be the 60th greatest Bear of all time after 1 year. You just can't.
No, you can't. You can't. And I'd like Tommy Harris a little higher than 73.
He deserves it.
I mean, if we've done as many short careers toward the top of this list in the top 50 as we have, I need to bump Tommy Harris up maybe 15 spots.
Logan Square. This is Brandon. He's on WSCR.
Hey guys, hope you're having a good morning so far. I just wanted to throw a comment out. I can kind of throw a little parallel here. I grew up in Tampa, Florida, and I'm 28, so I grew up watching football late 90s, early 2000s, my formative football years, so to speak, and I can kind of relate to an appreciation of greatness without experiencing it in the same way of Walter Payton. Granted, Walter Payton is obviously an all-time great, but you know, watching that Buccaneers defense in the early 2000s with John Lynch and Warren Sapp and all those guys, Derek Brooks. One of the parallels that was always drawn is we always appreciated Leroy Selman, even though he was a lot older and played a lot earlier than I was even alive. So we always had that appreciation for the greatness and watched the highlights and had the jerseys and all of that, even if I didn't necessarily grow up in the era where I was lucky enough to watch him play. So
yeah, you're lucky enough to not have to had to watch that team. It's really, I mean, consider yourself blessed, Brandon, that you got to avoid there's a lot of the creamsicle Buccaneers era.
I miss those jerseys a lot. I think they're fantastic. But, you know, Leroy Selman was that spark of greatness when everything else was just awful. So it's not quite the same parallel, but Leroy Selman being an all-time great defender in Bucs franchise history and Walter Payton being an all-time great running back in the Bears history, even though, you know, I didn't necessarily get to see either of them play, we still have that appreciation for that level of greatness. And even me being 28 years old, there's no question, no matter what era you grew up in, Walter Payton is Mr. Bear. Like, he is the Bears' quintessential famous all-time great.
No, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the perspective. Yeah, they got that right. And I guess what Brandon's saying in a way is we kind of owe it to Sid Luckman to be a little nicer to his positioning here, right? Is that what he's telling us?
No! doing that. Sid Luckman should be 11 and Hampton should be 4. I also, Brandon, thank you for buying in on the show bit and saying parallel instead of parallel.
He did make me happy and made me think of my favorite sports quote of all time when John McKay was asked about his team's execution and said he was in favor of it.
We are Bernstein and McKnight, and we are enjoying a completely ridiculous, awesome, arbitrary list of names of Chicago Bears, because you know what, if we can't do it here, if we can't do it, what's the point of any of this?
There is no point.
Why bother with Chicago sports radio if you can't do this with this?
Couple of things I've noticed about this list, like some positioning of Hall of Famers and eras that we have not gotten to about the top 100 greatest Bears of all time.
There's a cluster of Hall of Famers
we need to discuss this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then at
there's a distribution issue here.
At 10:40, we are going to do the midway. We're expecting some special surprises in the 11 o'clock hour. We got $1,000 cash to give away. And I want to mention that we're going to be out and about around the ballpark tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, weather depending, we're hopeful that we are going to be out at Gallagher Way if the weather holds off. And if not, we're going to be in a very, very special place.
Either way, it's going to be a good day for us. You've got Dave Baseball here on The Score. Cubs and Phillies finish off their series, but we got a Bears list to keep digging into. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The greatest player in the history of the game, Walter Payton, he was everything we want a Bear to be. Outstanding on and off the field. A great representative of the city. And he's the best ever, in my opinion.
Go Bears!
That is George McCaskey, my friend. This segment's brought to you by White Castle. Tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for tonight's game, sponsored in part by White Castle. You know what's clutch? White Castle after a day at the ballpark.
Ooh.
And actually, there's one right on Addison as you are headed back
to the highway
The Kennedy. You can just go drive through right there.
It's a good one, too. They're quick.
That's my home, White Castle.
They know what they're doing.
That's my home joint. They rebuilt it completely.
Yeah. It's
from
nice.
From scratch. They knocked it down, built it back up. We are talking about Bears list. And I'm sorry, but I don't know who Danny Fortman is or was. But I know he's not better than Dan Hampton.
He played from 1936 until 1943, and he's one of the dudes who was just – he just has an etching done of his likeness.
Referencing Kyle Orton still.
We misspelled it. Sorry. Did you notice that on this list, the top 25 just came out this morning, and Dan and I have been going through it because it's just glorious. The highest-ranked non-Hall of Famer on this list is, without looking, or did you already look? You already spoiled it for everyone, didn't you?
It's Jim Covert.
It's Jim Covert, who actually, in the last, if you had to rank conversations with non-current athletes.
That was good.
On the Bernstein McKnight show the last year, I would put Jim Covert like right up there in the top three. He's 13 on this list. He is the highest-ranked non-Hall of Famer for the Bears in their 100-year history. And I know, or at least I I feel like we've been talking about there being some momentum for Covert to be presented, perhaps, as a potential Hall of Famer in the next few years. Believe that's been going around. It's
okay.
Been water cooler type stuff around lately.
Okay. I guess this would argue for that. If he's...
It would.
They had Covert ahead of Urlacher. That doesn't feel right, though. Urlacher at 14 doesn't feel right for a guy... The two guys who get punished for playing the defense that they played are Charles Tillman and Brian Urlacher. Tillman is at 31.
Yes, but I would...
Urlacher's at 14, and it's in large part because they played the Tampa 2.
I would argue that Urlacher feels more punished than Tillman. Urlacher was a much better player than Charles Tillman. Tillman meant a lot to that organization. He did quite a lot in that defense. You're not wrong. But the spread between Urlacher and Tillman feels fine. 15 players, 14 to 31, 16 players. That feels good to me. Although I would bump Urlacher up.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
The lowest ranked Hall of Famer on this list is number 82, George Blanda.
But that is a technicality.
Yes.
Because he was a Hall of Famer for what he did on other teams.
Right, of course. And then the two above him, I guess if we're picking things out of this list, you know, kind of the modern era stuff.
Yeah.
If you go two above George Blanda, 81 is Brandon Marshall and 80 is Alshon Jeffrey. They're above guys like Jay Cutler. They're above guys like Eddie Jackson. They're above Patrick Manley, which Patrick Manley is properly done at 100 there. Tom Thayer's at 84. I feel like the back end has some discussion here.
Yeah, it does. And not having William Perry on the list anywhere, I think, is a mistake.
I agree.
I mean, we would have Pro Football Focus now to give us actual stats that we didn't have for him, for guys who did what he did. And it's easy to say that he was famous and significant and culturally significant as a Bear, but he was a mainstay of really good defensive lines.
Yeah, but don't you run into the same problem with Perry as you do with guys who, not in the modern era necessarily, but just who kind of eat gaps and eat space, like an Eddie Goldman kind of scenario? Where you see what he's able to do, he doesn't necessarily produce in terms of sack totals or in terms of maybe even tackles for loss. So Goldman has the last year or two. You just, they have to game plan for him, but that's not as evident as maybe some other flashy stats. It's like a Richard Dent with his sacks.
This is Jay in Northbrook. He's on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Yeah, hi guys. You know, I think forgotten in this discussion because he held out for 1 year is Todd Bell, who was a hell of a safety for the Bears. He held out in the Super Bowl year, and he had a good run of maybe 4 to 6 years with the Bears, and what a hitter that guy was. I mean, you have somebody like Duerson who made the list, but Todd Bell was a precursor, was actually a starter ahead of Duerson before Duerson came in.
Todd Bell was a wonderful player. He and Al Harris were the holdouts for the 85 season, and Todd Bell made the Pro Bowl in 84, and that's what presaged his holdout, was the fact that he thought he was underpaid as a Pro Bowl player. And you're right, we got a bunch of highlight hits, the famous hit on Joe Washington that we all remember, and that's where Eddie Jackson, being 96th, had a great season and made a Pro Bowl. But if you could make a case that Todd Bell was a better player as a Bear already than Eddie Jackson has been.
That defense, though, I mean, both defenses the guys were on mattered. That 84 defense, a very good one. 85, better. 86, perhaps even better than that. And you've got his place on that team in 86 with 15 games. Not as impactful, though. And 84 was the only season he was named with any of those honors, the All-Pros, the Pro Football Weeklies, all that kind of stuff. It was just 84.
And Joe wants to know, where would Chris Zorich be if he'd been moved to linebacker? I'll sit down and wait for my answer.
He would have jumped Devin Hester at 20.
We are going over the list that is now complete that the Bears have put out in honor of their Bears 100 celebration weekend. Your top five Bears ever. Gale Sayers is 5, Sid Luckman 4, Bronco Nagurski 3, Dick Butkus 2, and Walter Payton is number 1.
It's interesting. When you said Sid Luckman at 4, I realized that my rage had settled some. Not completely, but some.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just satisfied having all 100 names in front of me. Maybe just the meatball sauce has kind of run over and calmed some of the rage. I'm not sure.
And guess who's going to join us just after 11 o'clock?
Name it.
We're going to do the Midday Midway.
Okay.
And then we are going to congratulate Jarrett Payton.
Excellent. Love JP.
Yep, your guy JP is going to join us. We'll talk about his, he's going to give us his feelings on his dad being number one on the list. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Bears. Don't miss out on the largest gathering of Bears players and fans ever at Bears 100 Celebration Weekend, June 7th through 9th in Rosemont. Get free autographs and photos. See one-of-a-kind panels with the 2019 Bears Hall of Famers and other alumni together on stage. Weekend passes are still available. Visit ChicagoBears.com for tickets. I have a really unfortunate and stupid criminal doing awful things to himself, and I've got two stories regarding beer. One is just a cool thing about a new beer, and one is a list that is missing something.
Lord knows we haven't done enough lists.
I've got
today.
Another list.
I've got an exasperated baseball announcer, and the 2019 Sweets and Snacks Expo has concluded. We got some new stuff to get into. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The Bears list came out. And we had a bunch of plans for what we were going to do on the show, but then we saw the top 25, and we have the top 100, and we've been discussing that, as well as a little bit of Cubs in there. Heard Joe Maddon talk about Tyler Chatwood, and we mentioned everything that went on last night. Both Chicago teams are enjoying grand slams.
Tilson with a sky point.
Yeah, Sox turn a triple play. We got Cubs Day baseball today, but it's been very meatball-y, very Bears-listy, and that's okay every once in a while. It's like a Bears Monday.
Got another list for you. U.S. News and World Report has come out with their best states rankings. They have taken into account categories like healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, opportunity, fiscal stability, crime and corrections, and natural environment. The good news is Illinois made the list. We are on the list. Mm-hmm. They included Illinois on a list of 50 states. Do you want to know where we are? Of course you do. The state of Illinois. 35th in total, 35th. However, we ranked 50th in fiscal stability.
Go Bears!
50th out of 50 states in fiscal stability. Our highest ranking came in the 19th ranked education. Washington was the top state in the country. And at 50, Louisiana. Alabama at 49, Mississippi at 48, West Virginia at 47.
Speaking of Washington State, it was there that a bungling felon made a series of blunders when he shot himself in the scrotum and tried to hide the weapon, all while storing drugs up his butt. What? This is from a report Wednesday. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson, 27, was carrying a pistol in his front pocket while in his Cashmere, Washington apartment on April 5th when the firearm accidentally discharged and pierced his groin and thigh. He's a 13-time convicted felon.
Baker's dozen.
At age 27.
That's amazing. 13 times.
13 at age 27. That's getting it done.
Well, some of those multiple counts. I mean, this is like 13 times he's been, you know, is it like five here, four there, and another.
He told his girlfriend to dispose of the weapon before heading to the hospital. When the ex-con finally went to the hospital.
Wait, he was able to speak after shooting himself?
Yep. When the ex-con finally went to the hospital, this is where stories is getting started here. As the doctor was operating on the gunshot wound, a balloon of marijuana slipped out of his anus. So during the operation,
wait, isn't weed legal in Washington?
See, you're Yes. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
The point is, it's not meth. It's not heroin. You don't need to hide it. I'm pretty sure it's legal. You don't have to put it there.
I'm just doing it for fun.
So wait, I'm not done.
There's more.
No, they went. They
stop pausing that much.
They went and they looked in the car, and they found the bloodstained jeans he was wearing when they shot himself, and they issued an arrest warrant because they also found meth. And then, as he was being processed at the Chelan County Regional Justice Center, he was strip searched, and another balloon of marijuana slipped from his anus.
Idiot.
How do you got in there? And then while in jail, he made a number of calls to his girlfriend and asked her to not cooperate with investigators working on his case.
Also,
and
bring more balloons.
And authorities were listening in on the calls. He's being held on $110,000 bail. But you're right. The best part is that
$110,000. No, I don't have that. I got about $50 in a balloon somewhere.
Yeah, it's okay. We're good.
Oh God, that's fantastic. Give me a second. Gary Thorne is one of my favorite play-by-play guys. Whether it's hockey, which he voiced on video games for me growing up, so I'm a big Gary Thorne fan that way, or whether it's baseball and him calling Baltimore Orioles games. It's been a lot of fun for me to listen to Gary Thorne over the years, especially with the Orioles, because they've been so bad, and I've had that, you know, the knife out for the Orioles a little bit. And I love Gary Thorne, so the juxtaposition of the two has been something. Gary had a rough day yesterday.
He was great.
On the call. No, he was upset, but the call's fantastic. Gleyber Torres has been making a mess of the Baltimore Orioles franchise all season long. That's all you need to know headed into Gary Thorne giving you the rest of it.
Torres pumps that one in the air. That's to left center field. Wilgerson back. I don't know. Goodbye home run. You cannot imagine this happening in Major League Baseball or any other place in baseball. I mean, he is just unstoppable, and it's all home runs against the Orioles, and it is 5-0. In the air to right field, Mancini going back on the ball by Torres. Way back, up, and...
Yeah.
I don't even know. Goodbye, home run. I mean... Last two at-bats, he's hit home runs numbers 11 and 12 on the season, and now has 10 home runs against the Orioles this year.
It's his fourth multi-homer performance of the season, all of them against Baltimore. The Yankees have hit at least 3 home runs in 6 consecutive games at Camden Yards.
I don't know.
That's the longest streak by any team at any park in Major League history.
It turned him into Bob from Niles. The best part. Gleyber Torres beat Gary Thorne, Bob from Niles.
I don't know. 43 cubbies.
I don't know. You know, they had a horse, and the horse is on fire.
Gleyber Torres is also the first player in Major League history to have 10 of his first 12 homers against the same team. His slash line against Baltimore is .465, .531, .1233 with 13 runs driven in.
What do you think, Gary? Going to my sister's house for Easter. I don't know.
Israeli researchers raised a glass yesterday to celebrate a long brewing project of making beer and mead using yeasts extracted from ancient clay vessels.
Excellent.
Some over 5,000 years old.
Awesome.
Archaeologists and microbiologists from the Israel Antiquities Authority and 4 Israeli universities teamed up to study yeast colonies found in microscopic pores in pottery fragments. The shards were found at Egyptian, Philistine, and Judean archaeological sites in Israel, spanning from 3000 BC to the 4th century BC. Part of experimental archaeology, and they have actually brewed beer and mead from these resurrected yeasts.
They will all be in a Wicker Park bar in 5 or 6 months.
Very expensive, and they will join the People's Judean Front. But In other beer-related news, our guy Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout posted a list yesterday, which he said was inspired by our other guy, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, all right, cool.
Right? So the two guys teamed up, and Matt Miller just decided, we know he enjoys his beer, he posted his top 10 beers ranked, and it's not what you think.
Okay.
Number 10, lawn game beer, like croquet or whatever it may
be. Bags.
Number 9, grilling beers. Number 8, office beers. Number 7, first class flight beers.
Never had one.
Number 6, baseball game beers.
That's toward the top for me.
Number 5, morning tailgate beer.
Oh, hell yes.
Number 4, forbidden beers, such as church beers, movie theater beers.
A snuck beer is what we're talking about here.
Sneaked in beer. Okay. Number 3, golf course beer. Mm. Number 2, the patio beer. And number 1, free beer.
Well, free, that's my favorite flavor.
What stands out to you as...
It's my favorite number.
What is screaming as a mistake on this? And I sent a note to him.
You know that the Bernstein and McKnight show have championed shower beer.
Thank you!
Since the inception of the show, the shower beer stands out to me. And I understand that a lot of you say, it's a kid thing. It's something from college. It's overrated. Nah. Mm-mm. Do yourself a favor. If it's been a while since you've had a shower beer, carve out some time for yourself. You know, love yourself a little bit. When you're done with the lawn or when you're maybe you got a softball game this weekend, something like that. When you get back, you know, throw the kids to the neighbor's house or something. Or, you know, if you've got the house to yourself, all better for it. Get yourself a shower beer.
My last shower beer was at Score House.
Oh.
And I forgot how great it was because they're really cold. And Mitch bought all these really good beers.
Yeah, you could take whatever flavor into the shower beer with you. I recommend taking a hoppier beer because you're going to have some shower water get into the shower beer. You're going to have that. But that's part of the joy of shower beer. Yeah, I would put shower beer much higher on the list. That is the Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. The top 100 greatest bears of all time has been listed.
Not beers.
No, bears of all time. It's been listed. Number 100, Patrick Manley, who we talked to on day one of the list coming out. Walter Payton is number 1 on this list. We'll talk with Jarrett Payton, Payton's son, on Twitter when we come back about where his pops ended up as the greatest bear of all time. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.